Hi, this is Steve Webb, your OG Godcaster. You're about to hear the LifeSpring Advent Calendar, which was recorded in 2006. It's a daily show which will run right up to Christmas Day, so be sure to subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Now, the story of Advent and Christmas is a timeless story, so it doesn't age. However, the links and the phone numbers mentioned on the podcast have all changed but one. WhyChristmas.com is still current and active, and it's the best Christmas information website on the internet. LifespringPodcast.com now forwards you to LifespringMedia.com, and the phone number you'll hear on the show is changed to +1-951-732-8511. Welcome to Day 8 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar. I'm your host, Steve Webb. Well, I guess we're starting to get through the calendar now. I wonder what's behind door number 8. Let's take a look.
Well, today, Steve, we're going to find out how different people around the world celebrate Christmas.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
We're going to start somewhere that's very warm during Christmas. That's Ghana in Africa. The Christmas celebrations in Ghana last from the 20th of December to the first week in January. There are over 66 languages spoken in Ghana, and all these groups have their own traditions and customs. I think that could keep an advent calendar going all on its own. The night of Christmas Eve is the time that the celebrations really start, with church services that have drumming and dancing, and sometimes the services can last all night long. And then people also go to church on Christmas Day, and they're dressed in their best, colourful, traditional clothes. After the service, people return home for the start of more parties. It sounds like Ghana really knows how to celebrate Christmas in style.
Did you know that there are over 25 million Christians in India? In Bombay, Christians often put a manger in the front window of the house, and there's a great competition as to see who can have the best display. Giant paper lanterns in the shape of stars are hung in the streets between the houses, so they float above as you walk down the road. Because you don't get many evergreen fir trees in India, a banana or mango tree is sometimes decorated as a Christmas tree. And in India, Santa Claus delivers presents on a horse and a cart. I guess that gives the reindeer a rest.
Well, over in the UK, I think we have a Christmas holiday that you don't have over there in the States, Steve. Boxing Day. It's the day after Christmas, the 26th, and it started about 800 years ago. And it was the day when the alms boxes, which are a type of collection box for the poor that were often kept in churches, were opened so the contents could be distributed. And it's also the day that household servants and staff normally had the day off work, so they could celebrate Christmas with their families. Over the year, it became the day when workmen would get their Christmas box or tip, but not many are given out on Boxing Day now. And of course, it's also the first day that you can start having cold turkey sandwiches for lunch.
No, we don't have that one, James. Perhaps I could try starting it here. Do you have any more customs for us?
Well, I'd just like to say a quick happy Christmas to my cousins over in New Zealand, and I hope they enjoy their barbecue for Christmas dinner. And did you know they sometimes have a full British-style Christmas meal with turkey and all the trimmings in the middle of June, which of course is their winter, rather than December, which is the middle of their summer. So however you're celebrating Christmas, I hope you have a great time.
Yes, enjoy. Have a great time. Hey, if you've got a special custom or a tradition where you live or come from, we'd love to hear about it. You can either contact me at steve.lifespring@gmail.com or email James over at www.whychristmas.com. We'd love to add it to the calendar. As always, the theme music today was furnished by Brian Duncan and the Neo Soul Band with This Christmas, and a little bit of a different arrangement of Drummer Boy was performed by the Alice Project. I'm Steve Webb, and this has been Day 8 of the LifeSpring Advent Calendar.